This is part two of neurofeedback, understanding how the brain can be retrained to get it to a healthier state. I'll put the link in the part one in the show notes for one, two. But in this part two, we want to talk about CES, how that works to complement neurofeedback to improve trained braining through hearing and also through visual light stimulation. So go to the video and understand how that works. Also, two, what is biomagnetism? Okay, how it affects pH levels to get your health conditions to reduce. Also, two, detox, if there's a way to say that, your body to get to better pH level itself, and also lower number of sick days you have per year. Realize everything we're doing here is to help you understand, are there simple therapies that have no side effects that medications do to allow your body to get and stay healthy over time, so you have chances and choices out there to get whatever you have to do to get yourself healthy. Sometimes it's from drug addiction, sometimes it's from overall stress, sometimes it's a medical problem too. It can be several issues. To realize the different things you can out there, I'm trying to give you options for all these things to get yourself healthy. Okay, write this show, and I will see you afterwards.
Right, okay. The software will adjust it. And in addition to neurofeedback, I want to also discuss CES. We use the Mind Alive devices, okay? And this is the carrying case for the Mind Alive David. And you can find them online at mindalive.com, okay? The president's name is David, Mr. Dave Seaver. And this device incorporates what we call CES.
This is part of neurofeedback, correct?
Well, actually, no. This is an additional treatment that makes neurofeedback much more effective.
Got it.
Okay? And CES therapy... And I'm not going to untangle all of this right now, but I'm just going to show you these two clips here. This is the most significant part.
Want to be your Van White?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Okay, you hook this up, red on the right, okay?
Right here.
Right on the right earlobe, and black on the left.
Okay.
Okay. And this device will deliver a very small, mild, calibrated pulse of electricity to the earlobes, which will stimulate the brain to produce serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and all of your endorphins in perfect balance.
What and do they know what endorphins are?
Well, endorphins are, yeah, can't assume. Endorphins are the juices, so to say, that help
hormones,
yes, that help the brain to work properly. Especially important is serotonin. Serotonin is the happy endorphin. It also has to do with sleep. And most importantly, it has to do with self-esteem.
I love this topic because a lot of it is when you're on, your endorphins control, go through your bloodstream, control everything in your body to stay in fight or flight or in a relaxed state.
Yes.
So when your body's in a stress state all the time, you're going to get the effects of your body changing, such as rapid heart rate, problems breathing, muscle pain, joint pain, you can't sleep, problems even with vision too. So realize your body will change versus in a relaxed state, things stay relaxed, you can actually heal, recover, relax, and stay strong.
Absolutely. When you are having a conflict, when you're in an argument, for example, the frontal lobe, when you have high stress, your frontal lobe is robbed of serotonin. At that point, you don't have the ability to recognize another person's emotions by their facial expression. So you go into fight or flight mode. You're now having a fight with that person. You are in your emotions and they are in their own emotions and you're not empathizing. You lose the ability to have empathy with other people.
Even interpret what they're talking about or what they're saying. I never want to get fight. This guy's huge. I never want to get fight. Would not be my thing. I would flight versus fight.
Now, it's very important to regulate your serotonin because serotonin is largely produced by the pineal gland. Mm-hmm. The pineal gland becomes calcified because we have fluoride in our water and we use toothpaste with fluoride in it. I highly suggest, if you can, stop using fluoridated toothpaste. Stop using toothpaste with fluoride in it. Give your pineal gland a chance to do its job. But CES therapy...
What's another name for CES therapy?
Cranial electrotherapy stimulation.
Okay.
And if you look up CES therapy online, you're going to find that it's been very, very effective for our troops that are in combat zones. Actually, there's a big push for the Department of Defense to make these devices standard issue for troops that are in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other combat areas.
So the science does show that it's reliable to help the body heal, at least mentally, from the brain perspective, mm-hmm. because of those PTSD syndromes.
Yes. So we do this in addition to neurofeedback training, because if you balance your endorphins, the effects of the neurofeedback are amplified at least sixfold. In the David, I'm turning it on here, you can see it lighting up, we have six energy zones. We have six training categories. Energize, like drinking a cup of coffee, meditate, brain boost, which is for helping you to learn better or to fix ADD or ADHD, okay? Sleep, and mood booster. We can actually make you happy. In fact, let's go to a mood booster here.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm gonna start him on mood booster 2.
Yes.
And then you just press the music button, the musical symbol button, and you can see it's cranking up, it's starting up.
Right. So you can buy online then? And just
oh, absolutely. Have it at home.
Okay.
Yes, you can buy these at mindalive.com, and you can also buy them on our website, biomedrxsupplements.com.
There you go. Okay. And how does this work? I can see it's visual, obviously, and auditory. So is that going to be what's going to help retrain that serotonin endorphin balance, that hormonal balance in your body?
Well, the visual feedback, you're going to see flashing lights on different sides of the eyes, because each eye speaks to both hemispheres of the brain. So the left field of vision, your left field of vision speaks to the right side of your brain on both eyes, and your right field of vision speaks to the left hemisphere of the brain.
So it crosses
both eyes.
Over.
It crosses over.
Okay.
And the sounds that you're hearing are also different on the left and the right, because we're trying to, depending on the setting, we're trying to either calm or excite the brain, the hemispheres of the brain, either left or right. What's regulating your endorphins is when I do this. I'm cranking up on the CES. Now you can see as it gets higher, he's beginning to feel a little tingle of the pulse of electricity coming through the ear clips.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can feel it?
Both sides,
okay. And this is the CES therapy. This is the cranial electrotherapy stimulation. Okay? And it's really good. Honestly, people who are getting over an addiction, they tend to wear this. You don't have to wear all of the components. You don't have to wear the goggles or the headphones. You can just plug in the ear clips and carry it in your pocket. That's why it's made this way. In fact, when I was on the radio, I would clip it to myself just to keep the edge off.
Okay. Right? You're edgy. A little edgy on the radio.
You know, because you're kind of nervous.
A little
you're live.
Stage fright, huh?
Yeah, a little stage fright.
Nice.
So it's good to have it. It's good to have it, you know, while you're driving. It's good to have it on just the ear clips, right, at any time, because it's very relaxing, and it makes you feel really good.
So walk me through one time. Why the glasses then, and call me earbuds. What were they called before?
The headphones.
Headphones. I've got the term because I've used it for so long. How does that help with the CNS?
Well,
One more time. I forgot.
Yes, the brain training that we get from the goggles and from the headphones really have more to do with the specific frequencies we're trying to achieve in the brain.
Got it.
Depending on if we want to energize, meditate, brain boost, sleep, or mood booster. And they change throughout the sequence. Okay, some sequences are as short as 7 minutes, and some are 46 minutes long. And you'll find variation. You'll find times where the flashing is faster, and then the flashing is slower, or you'll find that there are transitions and the frequencies that you're hearing and that you're seeing. That's brain training.
So from what we talked about initially, the first time, is now you're changing the frequency of the brain,
yes,
by the auditory and visual to make it go to a different mode or different hertz.
A different mode. And at the same time, we're stimulating the production of serotonin and other endorphins the CES, the cranial electrotherapy stimulation. And most people, I mean, this is good for peak performance. I get very, very good responses from elderly clients. I had Mr. Dick Gregory as a client during the last year of his life, and he was obviously an elderly gentleman who was suffering cognitive decline, and a lot of people who get Alzheimer's and other things as they get older.
Alzheimer's dementia helps that then too.
Dementia, oh, that's absolutely very, very helpful for dementia. It's also good for students. There are a lot of students who get peak performance out of their brain with this device. It's very, very valuable, very, very worth the money to
get
one.
It makes sense with students because they're in that 20, 15 hertz all the time. If they're concentrating and studying, say, sometimes for 8+ hours mm-hmm. with homework too, they get drained of that serotonin. So what happens is your cortisol, catecholamines creep up your stress hormones to help balance out your body. They take over, causing become a stress state.
Exactly. And
that balance back. Yep.
So we are the only neural feedback center that combines, that offers the combination therapy of CES, cranial electrotherapy stimulation, and neural feedback. And trust me, it's not just for those who are suffering. It's also good to get peak performance out of your brain.
Okay. Well, and what does it take? So half an hour for the neural feedback. Do you do this at the same time, obviously. How would you do this before or afterwards? How long does it take?
I normally do it before. The session that you would do on the David, this is called the David, the session you would be doing here would take about 35 to 42 minutes.
Based
on the session, right. And then afterward, we would immediately go into a 30-minute session with neural feedback.
Got it. So you actually get the brain to relax, stimulate that serotonin, then you get the actual brain waves. The change, I don't see it like as two therapies, see it as maybe three or four exponential based on the benefit
of
when you've done both.
Yes.
That makes sense when you put them together too.
Yes. And the benefit is much greater than the sum of its parts.
Mm-hmm.
Much greater. And we get a lot of good feedback. We get a lot of good feedback from creatives, okay? Most musicians and artists. That's another thing. That brings us to the topic of alpha theta.
Theta? Remind me again. I forgot about that.
Alpha theta is one of our neural feedback modalities. In neural feedback, we have three modalities. Infra-low, which is to calm the brain down and to get rid, is most effective with anxiety, stress, depression, PTSD, autism, ADD, bruxism, which is teeth grinding. Eating and sleeping disorders, insomnia, for example, addictions, okay? Also, this training is very good for fighting addictions. When you are addicted, the chemistry of your brain has become altered to be dependent upon the chemical of the drugs that you're using. The CES, by balancing your endorphins, makes it to the point where at least that aspect of addiction is no longer present.
Then you have a chance of fighting that addiction on a normal, healthy state.
Exactly.
Now you have more tolerance for the things that, or vices that may want to pull you back into that addiction.
You may still have the emotional trauma. You may still need to work things out with your therapist or in group. And you may still need to work out the dysregulation with neural feedback, but at least the drug's not calling you chemically. You don't have the monkey on your back, so to speak.
You're not addictive state, you're more of a healthier state.
Exactly.
Stay away from that addictive state. These components
are necessary for fighting addiction. You have to get to the emotional root, you have to get rid of the dysregulation in the neocortex, and you definitely have to approach the chemical aspect of addiction in the brain. But once you hit it from all of those simultaneously, you stand the best chance at becoming a healthy person.
Well, and beyond it, I'm assuming if you had an emotional trauma to your physical body or emotional person too, now you have those scars in your body to remind you of that all the time. You've learned those scars.
Yes.
So how do you get that out of your brain so it does become part of your life now versus what happened, say, even a few months ago, 5 years ago, or 15, 20 years ago?
Right.
And it's not permanent if you do the right things to change those brain waves, that frequency that hurts, back to a healthier, normal state.
And that brings us also to alpha theta, right? When you are doing neural feedback, we are suppressing the activity in the frequencies that we do not want, but we are pushing up or encouraging activity in the frequencies that we want, and that's called a reward frequency. So there is a reward frequency. In infra-low, the reward frequency is 0.01 hertz or even lower than that. That's infra-low because the objective is to slow the brain and calm the brain down, massage away that dysregulation, and help a person to feel better. But once we get past the dysregulatory state of the neocortex, we want to go into the more advanced neurofeedback training. Alpha theta is very good. In alpha theta, we actually have two reward frequencies. Alpha, which is 10 hertz, and theta, which is 7 hertz. Okay, and there's a little bit of variation depending on the person. By having the two reward frequencies simultaneously, you are training the brain to be in the alpha state, the awake and relaxed state, and in the theta state. Even though theta is a sleep frequency, you can master being in the theta state while you're awake. Now, the beautiful part about alpha theta is that you are processing repressed emotions because the mind is learning to be awake and access the subconscious mind at the same time. So you may feel an emotional release, you may shed a couple of tears while you're in alpha theta neurofeedback training. And you may not have specific memories, you're not going to have flashbacks or anything.
It's in your subconscious mind.
It's in your subconscious mind. And what you're doing is you're purging. You're purging your emotions, you're purging that negative emotions. And then the next time you go to your therapist or you go to your 12-step meeting or group, or even if you're talking to friends, and you start talking about things that used to cause you a lot of pain, memories that used to cause you a lot of pain, you notice that it's a lot easier to talk about those things because you've already allowed that energy, that negative energy, to purge itself from your subconscious mind during alpha theta training.
All right.
Yeah, it helps you to evolve. And a lot of people who are creative say that it really helps them access their creativity, myself included, because your creative state is in your subconscious mind. It's in the theta zone.
Well, one thing is too, when you're under stress, and under stress meaning you have more cortisol, catecholamines, more pain, stress hormones in your body because of things around you, your environment, you're tired, you're worn out, whatever it is too, your mind won't be creative. You need that serotonin, that balance in your body, as you mentioned before too, so overall your body can get to that creative state. Some people get it when they're healthy from physical exercise. That endorphin release too. They get to that point where now they can produce it when needed based on their activity. Some people will say, I work out, afterwards I have this epiphany, what I want to do. It gets their mind, but when you're under stress, you lose that ability to be creative, to think beyond, outside the box.
And a lot of artists, Salvador Dali comes to mind, would do experiments where they would try to place themselves in the near sleep state and then force themselves to wake up, because it's at that theta state that you can access your most creative, your most creative mind.
Wow, so it's controllable then too.
Oh, yeah, very much. And once we get past alpha theta, we can go into gamma training, gamma synchrony neurofeedback. Synchrony neurofeedback is where we're actually using two amplifiers. Well, it's a double amplifier. We're using one channel on the left hemisphere, another channel on the right hemisphere, and we're training both hemispheres of the brain to work together. Now, you know, it seems like, well, your whole brain should work together, but no, the brain is very selective, and certain tasks are primarily on your right brain and other tasks are primarily on your left brain. And there are certain things that you can learn to do, and while you're learning it, that process will be on the right, and once you know it, it'll move over to the left. I mean, there and vice versa, left to right as well. So when you're doing training, when you're doing synchrony training, you're actually getting into the peak performance mode. You're training your brain to actually work better. And if you're training in gamma, in the gamma state, it is incredible because the brain is moving very, very fast. The body is very, very calm. And once you master the high frequencies, all of the frequencies below it fall into place.
Well, it makes sense to where once you, again, like anything, meditation, yoga, when you've done it enough and get to that different states, either on your own or if you need to with what we're doing here, a lot of it is it allows your body to work and work critically thinking and working your brain without wearing your body down.
Exactly.
Students, for example, phenomenal to train your brain to do that, and by doing it through neurofeedback, it allows you to very quickly versus having to do it on your own where it may take a lot more time. Because you'll see the graph and the computer will show you exactly where you are in which area, and you'll feel that over time, again, re-regulate to that better state and maintain that better state over time.
Yeah.
I think, maybe it's
absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And basically the result is happiness. You're free from the chains in your own mind that hold you back. You're free from feeling as though there is a time where you need a drink or you need a joint. And it's okay. There's no judgment, right? But I want you to be free. I want my clients to be free. And then you can enjoy these adult beverages and you can enjoy these things, you know, the way they were intended to, not as a crutch or not as something you need in order to survive emotionally. I think everybody wants to be free and, you know, without having to turn to something.
What I mention to my patients too is once you get to a healthier state, you know what that feels like. And then at that point, I may indulge here, but this is my new state.
Right.
How do I get there and stay there, but whatever I can do it. My routine. How do I maintain my routine so I stay my new normal? At that point I have homeostasis. At that point my body can stay there and feel not the short-term effects emotionally, but also physically too. Everything. The whole body's affected by that.
Everything. Now, how are you feeling now that you've done the happiness? You
can good. Feel happiness, it, huh? And because I was excited before, more relaxed, more tolerable, more of a healthier state.
Wonderful. Now, back to biomagnetism. Yep. You can hold on to this.
Sure. Where am I? Fancy. Blinded with this thing. Do not drive this on, people. You get an accident, your fault.
So let's say a person has a virus, right? And that virus is residing in the colon. The virus is making the colon more acidic. And your body, you can think of your body like a big bag of water, okay? Mm-hmm. So the body is going to try, because your body is over 75-80% water. So your body is going to try to maintain unit homeostasis. If there is a
homeostasis, what is that?
Well, you're going to try to maintain an average pH of around 7.35, which is the healthy pH, right? So if you have for the human body, so if you have an area of the body that is acidic, you very well may have a pocket of alkalinity and another reservoir somewhere else in the body. So in the case of HIV, for example, I know that's very controversial because the modern medicine considers this to be uncurable. However, Dr. Isaac Goyes is the inventor of biomagnetic paratherapy. He's found that if you use a very powerful positive magnet, which is this is a unipolar magnet. These are very powerful magnets, okay? Very powerful. If you put a very powerful positive magnet on the thymus gland, which is bringing down...
Where's the thymus gland? I can't see it.
Right here in the center of the chest.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Which will bring down, it will cause acidity, it will bring down the pH of the E. coli bacteria. By being a bacteria, chances are it's going to be of a very high pH. It's going to be very alkaline. So we're going to bring that down with a positive magnet and simultaneously put a very powerful negative magnet, yes, under the butt, on the colon, okay, to affect the colon.
That's where your colon is, people, if you know where it is.
Yes, it's the
your butt.
It's that hole, right?
Yes.
This will help dislodge, or what we call depolarize, the relationship between the highly alkaline bacteria, E. coli bacteria, in the thymus gland, and the acidic, very low pH acidic virus in the colon. And if you leave it there at this distance from the equator, you want to leave it there for about a half an hour. What you're going to be doing is depolarizing that relationship and assisting the body in getting rid of both the virus and the bacteria.
Well, if anything, if you consider bacteria and viruses, they live and they survive in an acidic state, correct?
Exactly.
So by changing that state back to more of a basic or lower pH, correct?
Mm-hmm.
State that point.
Well, no, acidic would be low, so you want it to be a higher pH.
Missed that one. So you want a higher pH over time, more of a basic environment. At that point, or alkaline environment? Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Alkaline environment. That point, that virus, that bacteria can't survive. It dies. It's a living thing. It looks like a parasite, like a little caterpillar sometimes on a microscope. It dies, and where does it go afterwards?
It comes out. It comes out of your stool. It comes out of your urine. It comes out in your sweat. You will have a detox reaction, okay? You're going to get a little detox headache. This is another reason why it's important to be very well hydrated when you undergo biomagnetic pair therapy. And you can see this, right? Put your hand up, like flat, okay? Yep. You can see this.
I'm still blind, people.
Okay? But it falls, right?
Yep.
Okay? They're strong, but not the strongest magnets I have.
Yeah, you can still pull them apart.
You can still pull them apart. These magnets...
You want them on your body, you can't pull them apart, you're going to be stuck with them forever. Don't do that.
I have these magnets wrapped in leather because they will actually fly across the room and break chips off of each other. Now, put your hand up again.
That's scary.
Yes. Okay. This actually will stick through you.
Yeah.
It'll stick through your flesh. These are the strongest magnets that I have.
Doesn't hurt a lot.
Mm-mm. But it's definitely powerful.
Pressure, yes.
You feel the pressure. It'll stick through your flesh, okay? These are the magnets that we use for HIV. These are the magnets that we use to get rid of hepatitis. These are the magnets that we use when we have very, very serious conditions that we're trying to depolarize.
And we know just from science, from medicine, where these organisms, where these viruses and bacteria live. So why not detoxify the liver, the kidneys, the colon? At that point, major areas that can cause those things long-term to cause you to have cancer, to have long-term problems also, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
And we can also find out where they are through the diagnostic procedure. The negative side of a magnet promotes circulation. So if we take the negative side of a magnet and we place it on an area of the body that contains a pathogen. When we say pathogen, we mean virus, bacteria, fungus, parasite, or even a heavy metal toxin burden, right? The body is going to respond with tension. Now, this is what's interesting here.
Why tension?
Well, because all a muscle can do is flex and relax.
So it'll stress itself,
right? That's your body's way of saying yes. To the affirmative.
That's
yes,
your alarm system going.
Something's wrong here. Exactly. I'm excited about this, right?
Good.
So your heart is in the center, but primarily on the left side of your body. So the left side of your brain receives more blood and more circulation than the right. Everyone is this way. So the left side of your brain is slightly bigger. The left hemisphere of your brain is slightly more pronounced than the right hemisphere of your brain. Why is this important? The left side of the brain, left hemisphere of the brain, controls the right side of the body. The right hemisphere of the brain controls the left side of the body. So if I look on your body and place, let's just say you have E. coli, right?
I don't, but if I
but if you did,
yes.
And I place this on your thymus gland, your body is going to tense up. But because of the superior left hemisphere of the brain, the right side of the body is going to be affected more strongly. So if I look at the bottom of your feet,
Okay.
Your left leg, your right leg is going to appear to shorten compared to the left.
So shorten, tighten under stress. Because the body's under stress, the whole right side.
Your femur is the longest bone in your body, and the thigh muscles are the longest muscle bellies in your body. So by looking at the bottom of your feet, right?
Yep.
When I find a pathogen, it's the right leg that's going to appear to shorten compared to the left. This is actually the result of the work of Dr. Richard Boringmeyer, who gave all of his work to Dr. Goyes, and Dr. Goyes developed it into what we now call biomagnetic paratherapy. So it's very easy to find where there are pathogens in your body by scanning your body with a negative pole of a magnet. And when we find the problem, we have to find the alternative problem. For example, if I find, okay, well, he's got a problem on the thymus gland, okay, well, chances are it's a bacteria. So even though I use the negative pole to find it, I'm going to flip it around to the positive pole, because if he's got E. coli, it's highly alkaline, and pH is actually too high.
There you go.
And we're going to try to bring it down. So now we have to find where else on the body is there going to be the alternative pathogen. For example, if the thymus gland is too alkaline, then somewhere else on the body is too acidic. Okay? And we can thank Dr. Isaac Goyes-Durand for helping develop this, what we can call basically like a physician's desk reference. And I'm going to turn the camera just slightly.
From that point, it shows you exactly where to put things. It's very reliable. It's scientific.
Actually, yes. I'm not really sure if I can divulge this information, because this is from Dr. Goyes. But
Don't look.
But yes, it is like a PDR, like a physician's desk reference. Mm-hmm. And there are hundreds of pairs throughout the body. So, you know, if we find the thymus is too alkaline, then we can take and try to see where the red goes, where the black goes, where the negative pole of the magnet goes, in order to depolarize that relationship.
Why would someone do this instead of taking medication like the medical doctor would tell them?
Well, because the medication is going to poison your liver, it's going to create a dependency, it's going to cause all kind of other problems, and you weren't born with a prescription.
Yeah,
God didn't make you that way. I mean, you know, you were born to be free and healthy, and whatever put us here, put magnetism here on the earth for us. And these are the energies that have been used by Native American tribes. Magnetic therapy is actually written about in the hieroglyphs in ancient Egypt.
It's been around a long time.
For as long as humans have been around.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of knowing where to place the magnets and how to use them. Highly recommend,
no side effects like medications.
No.
You may take medications for example, diarrhea, and it causes this problem over here. They take medication for that and over here. So that domino effect, you're avoiding that by doing one therapy instead of taking maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 medications.
Before I cleansed my body with chlorine dioxide, I was the kind of person, I guess we can call mere mortal, who would actually get sick from time to time. Now I don't get sick. Humans, yes. But I did get sick once after purchasing my magnets. And it was a pretty strong flu, and I recall I actually kicked it out of my body within 24 hours.
Wow.
By just lying down in my bed and administering the magnets on myself.
Wow.
On the places that were suggested by Dr. Goyes for getting rid of the flu.
Wow, great. Yeah. Well, good. What else you got, sir?
Well, that's about it, unless you want to try some biomagnetism.
Well, and we tried it the last time too, we did it. Right. A lot of it is not wrap it up yet, but is how do you get yourself healthy in a non-invasive way, understanding that your body needs to heal from physical and emotional injuries. So I've done other interviews too with natural doctors, because a lot of it is people are tired of taking medications. you're tired of being pushed down that rabbit hole every time because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Well, because of people not paying out of pocket for their health care, they go, okay, but instead of paying $500 over here for medication that's not working for me, what else can I do now? People are consumers, right? They want the best thing for their money. Part of what we're doing here is understanding how giving neurofeedback and biomagnetism a value, understand how it can help you versus doing something that is more medically based that we're used to since we're kids. Most of us are born in hospitals. That's where we're raised through the medical route. Has that helped us? Yes. It's got us from being from sometimes very injured or very sick to a non-sick state. Not a healthier state,
just
but a non-sick state.
Exactly.
At that point, how to get a healthier state and maintain that in our stressful lives. People with stressful lives, this is 2019 now?
Yes.
It only gets faster, more competitive, and you have to drive more everywhere you want to go. There's traffic everywhere.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what day it is now. So how do we fight that stressor as it improves by making our brains work, our bodies work? And by detoxing our body can work more efficiently, keeping our brain from developing and removing those scars from our past so it can work better and more efficiently in our stressful environments.
Yes.
I did a talk yesterday with kids from ROP in Upland here, and a lot of it was they come from different schools, they do a night class, which is phenomenal because they're doing the extra effort, is how to understand is like right now, at their level, as you were maybe 15, 20 years ago, as we were, with technology and with the pace of life 10 years ago, it's going to get faster and faster for them as you go from high school to college to medical school, further, further, further. Can you get a healthier state now to handle that stressor, at that point not get to a sick state by keeping your health here physically, mentally, psychologically, brain and body?
We have to deal with a lot of stressors.
Every day.
And we're in the information age, so we're inundated with information every day, all day, every day. We actually experience information overload.
Yep.
And, we're all carrying around computers now, so you don't even...
I forgot mine at home, so I have to go home. It's stressing me out. I have to go home first before I go to work.
To get your... Exactly.
Yeah. Come to the laptop.
We're carrying around our obsession, and that goes for kids as well as adults. So we have to prepare yourself to survive in this world without chemicals, without drugs, without even pharmaceuticals.
Well, I did a talk with a child psychologist, and the big concern right now is child suicide, kid suicide.
Oh, that's so
and,
sad.
And the link is kids spend about 6 hours a day on their phone. That's twice as much time that can change the brain to produce less serotonin, increase catecholamines and cortisol, the pain and stress receptors, to make your body to a stress state, anxious state, depressive state, then suicidal state.
It's terrible.
And it can affect kids more because their brain's still growing, developing, but even adults too. So how do we counter that? By keeping a healthier state all the time, realizing what stressors are around us, because I can't see right now, around us, to make our body, at that point, how do we interpret that properly? At that point, avoid or minimize that stressor. That point, become a healthier state so it can handle that pressure, that stress.
Absolutely.
Can we take this off now?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I wouldn't be able to see you and everybody else around me.
Yeah,
that was phenomenal. This therapy does help, and overall, when you're in an abnormal state, realize your body will cause problems. I have patients that have heart palpitations. They're medically fine, but their brain, their serotonin reduction, and their hormone imbalance is making their body want to become abnormal. And understand the science behind that, you can get to a healthier state. It doesn't require medication, because medications will become dependent on them, like we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Your body will self-regulate. Medication becomes your dependence on first serotonin. Great, we're not producing anything through our body, through the adrenal glands. But overall, your body stops producing, at that point, you require to become dependent on that. Doing your own thing allows your body simply, living simply again too. As I get older, I don't need a lot of stuff. I don't need medication or things like that unless I have a better health condition to keep my body healthy. I rely on my own food for the most part. What can I do? How can I keep a simple, healthy life, but living a simple, healthy life? That's all it is.
That's all it is. I mean, I could not...
At that point, maintaining it on your own as much as you can, but realizing, you know, realizing, okay, now I'm in a healthier state. How do I stay here?
Right.
When I'm off a little bit, I'll get some therapy, get back here again too. That's our job as health professionals, to get you there, educate you why you're getting there, how you're getting there. And then from that point, maintain on your own when you realize that you're no longer naive, your own best doctor. But
you know how to take care of yourself.
You're your best health
advocate. You know when you need a bentonite clay bath.
Exactly.
You know
where you are.
Where you are. You know if you need to do a little DMSO. Actually, let me mention this too. DMSO is dimethyl sulfoxide. It is a product of trees, and maybe this light is too bright. There we go.
You show my guys real quick, too. My guys and girls, sorry.
And we do have our own brand of DMSO here at the Biometrics Health Center. It is a very powerful solvent, okay? DMSO will cleanse the liver. You apply it actually to the bottom of your feet. Okay, so you just drip it onto your feet. If you have athlete's foot, it'll actually destroy the athlete's foot. Anything?
Why? Oh, very sick.
No. This is very, very natural. It's a natural solvent. It's from trees. It's a tree sap basically, and it's such a powerful solvent that whatever you mix it with, whatever it binds with, it'll carry it through your skin into your bloodstream. For example, if I wanted to take a vitamin, I could actually crush the vitamin, put it on my skin, drip DMSO on it, and the vitamin will actually enter my bloodstream through the skin. It actually also carries things across the blood-brain barrier as well. It's very good. It's a very good catalyst. A lot of athletes swear by it. If you look up DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, on YouTube, you're going to find videos from 60 Minutes, the TV show, from back in the 1970s, back when the football players, the NFL football players, would swear by it. They still use it. They just can't talk about it. A lot of times when you see the guys on the field that are injured and it looks like somebody's squirting water on it, they're not. They're squirting this. They're squirting DMSO on it. And you just rub it and it goes right in and it feels great. It's very good. You can put a few drops in water and mix it and swallow it. Yep. I really have to get this one. Excuse me.
And the biggest thing I think is when you're talking about what you're going to take, what you can do for your body, how do you get your body to heal naturally from
pretty
an injury?
Well, actually,
again, football players for one, too.
Yeah.
A lot of it is going to be how do you get your body to heal physically and mentally. And having things like this, and I'll talk about a little bit more in detail, is allows your body to detoxify, get your body to heal from injuries from foods for one, too. This is almost like a panacea he was talking about earlier to me, too. At that point, your body can heal. It doesn't sound here because you can't. But a lot of it is how do you get your body to understand how things work in your body. When it does heal properly, then you get, again, we talked about before, to a healthier state. And once you do that, things can stay that way over time. A lot of what we talk about today in my podcast, too, in my show, even Devin's show, you got to watch Devin's videos. I'll put a link in my show afterwards, too. He has lots of videos. He has a lot of podcasts put on videos, too, with professionals that are more educated than he is, had a long experience in this stuff, too, to realize the science that we learn as health professionals is beyond what most people really need. They want the benefit, right? We all want to feel better and stay better for ourselves, for our kids, for our family. By us understanding the information, we have confidence to put our own reputation on the line for these therapies, for these sometimes we need to take something like this too, DMSO, at that point to give you the confidence it can actually help you. That's why we do the research, that's why we do our studies too. At that point we do the back end so we can help you with therapies that are reliable, typically proven, can help your body heal and then get at a healthier state. And you learn how from our mindset in a simple layman's terms how to maintain on your own.
Yes.
Anything else, Devin, for your first show, for the Crooked Spine Show and your plethora of shows?
No, actually, stay healthy. We're right down the street from each other.
Exactly.
Right here on Foothill and Mountain, and you're on Foothill
and Euclid.
So we're actually on the same street, just one major block apart from each other.
And I'm going to put all his information on from his show and mine, his addresses. Facebook, Instagram, Instabook, whatever's out there for one too.
Yes.
And a lot of it is too is how do you get healthy and stay healthy? Watch our videos, yes. Educate yourself, yes. And find out what therapy's gonna work for you that's non-invasive, non-side effects, allows your body to stay healthy in a natural state. All right.
And you can call us at 909-608-2880. We're at 916 North Mountain Avenue, Suite D1. Upland, California, 91786. And you can find out more and see videos, video testimonials from our clients at www.biomedrxhealthcenter.com. That's www.biomedrxhealthcenter.com. Take care of your health. Drink a lot of water. Okay, very huge. Drink a lot of water and call us.
That's it. Find out how it can help you and do a consultation with them. At that point, see, okay, do I need this? What's going on in my life? How can you help me? Consultations, that's all it is. Find out exactly how to help you. All right. Thank you, Devin.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks a lot. All right. See you next show.
Thank you. I'll be here.
So I hope this part two explains the benefit of CES to help complement neurofeedback and also biomagnetism. Again, these are ways to help your body, one thing, get healthier to better pH level through biomagnetism, and also to get your brain to retrain, to train out the stress in your overall brain from past events in your life, for one, two, emotional traumas, for one, two, even physical traumas also. At that point, it is not permanent. By doing neurofeedback, what Devin discusses is how we get our brain to retrain over time to see things change permanently for a better you for the rest of your life. Again, our show notes always has this Facebook link to leave comments for 1-2, even connections to Devin's office for 1-2 here locally in Upland, also to his full videos in the show notes, and also highlights from both talks. All right, so go read the show notes, learn about neurofeedback, learn about what Devin does with Arctica, you healthy, and I'll see you next show. Have a great week.